Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, How the Hell Did This Happen? The Election of 2016 is a political satire and election commentary by P.J. O'Rourke, a writer long known for combining journalism, libertarian skepticism, and comic outrage, centered on the 2016 United States presidential race. The book examines the campaign as a public breakdown rather than a conventional political contest. O'Rourke tracks the rise and collapse of major candidates, the bizarre logic of the primaries, and the larger atmosphere of confusion that surrounded the election. His purpose is not to offer neutral political science or detailed campaign reporting, but to use satire to expose the absurdity, extremity, and instability of modern American politics. The book is therefore both a chronicle of the election and a critique of the culture that produced it, aiming to make readers laugh while also forcing them to confront how dysfunctional the political process had become. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 2016 campaign as a national absurdity rather than a normal election. The book treats the 2016 election as an event so chaotic that satire becomes a more fitting mode than conventional analysis. O'Rourke frames the race as a spectacle of panic, theatrical outrage, and collapsing standards, which is why the title itself reads like a reaction to political unreality. This approach matters because it shifts attention away from policy details and toward the conditions that made the election feel unprecedented. By presenting the campaign as a symptom of deeper cultural confusion, he suggests that the problem was not only which candidate won or lost, but how the entire process had become distorted. The result is a commentary on political life where comedy is not decorative but diagnostic. Humor becomes a way to measure the breakdown of seriousness, competence, and trust. That gives the book a sharper purpose than simple mockery. It invites readers to see the election as evidence of a broader democratic strain. Secondly, a satirical tour through the candidate field and its contradictions. A major part of the book is O'Rourke's treatment of the candidates who defined the race, including figures such as Jim Webb, Scott Walker, Ted Cruz, Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump, and Hillary Clinton. He does not present them as stable ideological types, but as personalities whose ambitions, slogans, and campaign styles often clashed with reality. His satire works by exposing the gap between how candidates marketed themselves and how they appeared when viewed with skepticism. This makes the book less about scoring partisan points and more about revealing the comic instability of political branding. Each candidate becomes a case study in contradiction, whether through style, rhetoric, or strategic failure. O'Rourke uses these portraits to show that the election rewarded extremes of image and emotion more than coherence. The strength of this method is that it captures the way the campaign was experienced by many observers, not as a clean contest of ideas, but as an escalating sequence of oddities, reversals, and public performances. Thirdly, why O'Rourke endorses Hillary Clinton while still criticizing the whole system. One of the most striking features of the book is O'Rourke's reluctant support for Hillary Clinton, despite his long record as a conservative and libertarian commentator. This endorsement is less a celebration of Clinton than a reaction to the alternative choices available in 2016. In that sense, the book uses his decision to illuminate the limited and unhappy options facing voters. The point is not that Clinton is ideal, but that the election had reached a level of dysfunction where a traditionally oppositional writer could see her as the least disastrous option. That tension gives the book much of its bite. It shows how satire can coexist with political judgment, even when the judgment is uneasy or ironic. The endorsement also helps explain the book's structure. It is a reaction to desperation as much as to ideology. Readers see not a conversion story, but a conservative skeptic confronting a campaign that made familiar labels and loyalties feel inadequate. Fourthly, satire as a way to analyze democratic failure and political extremism. Beyond its jokes, the book is concerned with what the 2016 election reveals about American democracy. O'Rourke uses exaggeration and comic distance to highlight the dangers of political extremism, media frenzy, and public exhaustion. His criticism is effective because it is aimed in multiple directions, not limited to one party or one candidate. That broad target allows him to present dysfunction as structural rather than accidental. The election is portrayed as a system in which outrage, celebrity, and tribal identity crowd out deliberation. Satire becomes a tool for exposing how democratic participation can be emptied out when spectacle replaces judgment. This is an important dimension of the book because it gives the humor intellectual weight. Instead of merely repeating that politics is ridiculous, the book asks why absurdity became so dominant and what that says about the health of civic life. Readers are left with a warning about how easily democratic norms can be undermined when the political environment rewards noise over substance. Lastly, the book as a period document of a uniquely unstable political moment, How the Hell Did This Happen?, also works as a historical snapshot of the 2016 election cycle. Its value lies partly in preserving how strange that moment felt before later, political interpretations hardened into conventional narratives. O'Rourke writes from within the confusion, not after it has been neatly explained, and that immediacy gives the book documentary force. The primaries, debates, and final campaign atmosphere are filtered through a voice that is skeptical, comic, and often exasperated, which helps capture the emotional tone of the era. This matters because political books often become dated when they only argue a thesis, but this one records a mood disbelief, fatigue, and cynicism. Even readers who already know the outcome can use the book to understand how the election felt in real time. Its uniqueness comes from combining reportage, essay, and satire into a record of political disorder that is both readable and revealing. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want political commentary that is sharp, skeptical, and literary rather than academic. It will appeal to people interested in the 2016 election, American political culture, and satire that cuts across partisan lines. Readers looking for careful campaign reporting will find something different here, but those who want a vivid, opinionated interpretation of the election will get a distinctive perspective. Its main benefit is that it turns political confusion into an analyzable subject without stripping away the emotion and absurdity of the moment. That makes it intellectually useful as well as entertaining. Compared with more conventional election books, it stands out because it does not try to sound objective or comprehensive. Instead, it offers a compressed and highly personal account of what the race felt like from inside the wreckage. O'Rourke's voice, shaped by long experience in political journalism and satire, gives the book a balance of cynicism, wit, and historical awareness that makes it memorable within its genre. If you would like to support PJOA039, Rourke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.